I invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity to remind ourselves, to remind each other of the good news that we treasure. The good news that although we are sinners and we deserve hell, we deserve the just wrath of a holy God for everything that we have done against Him and failed to do to please Him. He sent the Lord Jesus to live the life we could not live and die the death that we deserve so that we could be forgiven, cleansed, washed clean, made new, clothed with His righteousness so that we could stand before the Father perfect in Jesus. Not our own righteousness, His righteousness credited to our account. And He didn't stop there. He fills each one of us with His Holy Spirit. He seals us with the Spirit and gifts us so that we can be who we were created to be through love, encourage and bless and serve one another. Treasure the gospel. Treasure the gift you have been given today. If you're a believer in Jesus, take bread and juice and reflect on what it cost, what He did for you. And if you're not a believer, if you've not come to the point where you say, I'm a sinner and I need rescue, and Jesus is the only one who can do that, today's a great day. If you have questions, we'd love to sit down and talk with you and point you to Jesus. Cry out to Him, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Would You do all that You promised to do in me? Would You save me, forgive me, fill me with Your Spirit, and use me for Your glory? We'll serve you bread and juice. Hold that in your hand and reflect on what Jesus did for you if you're a believer in Him. Once we've been served as a body of believers, we'll take that together. Jesus, thank You for Your body broken for me. Thank You, Jesus, for Your blood poured out to wash sinners clean, to pour into us the life-transforming power of Your Holy Spirit, to make us what we were made for, what we were meant to be, so that we could be who we were created to be in relationship with You and connected to one another. Thank You for all the good gifts we enjoy in the gospel. We look back to what it cost. We look at what You purchased for us. And we say thank You. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new. Drink.